AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has that story.
McCain's body arrived last night at Joint Base Andrews, getting a military welcome after flying from his beloved Arizona, where at a memorial service yesterday, former Vice President Joe Biden was among the speakers remembering McCain as one thing.
John was a hero.
He was America's hero.
One of the greatest heroes in our lifetime.
Congress's top leaders will speak at a ceremony today at the U.S. Capitol, along with Vice President Mike Pence. President Trump will not be there as McCain's body lies in state in the rotunda. Sagar Magani, Washington.
South Korea's president will send a special delegation to North Korea next week for talks on a nuclear standoff. VOA's Penny Dixon reports the presidential office in South Korea said the trip is to set up a planned summit next month.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and South Korean President Moon Jae-in are set to meet next month in Pyongyang for their third summit. Details for the summit, including exactly when it will happen, haven't been disclosed. South Korea on Friday sent a message to Pyongyang proposing it send a special envoy, and North Korea agreed. Moon's office said it hadn't decided who it will send to North Korea or how long its delegation will stay there. The announcement comes days after Trump shelved a trip by U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to Pyongyang, citing lack of progress on denuclearization, but remaining open to future talks. Penny Dixon, VOA News.
China and Japan agreed that protectionist measures help no country. Japan's finance minister was in Beijing for talks discussing Chinese industrial policies and curbs on foreign business activity that are at the core of several disputes with trading partners. This is VOA News. The Catholic Church in Australia Friday rejected laws forcing priests to report child abuse when they learn about it in the confessional. Reuters' Ed Giles reports.